From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Marva Hinton. A landmark trial over whether state legislators broke the law and drew up political maps designed to help Republicans is wrapping up. The 11-day non-jury trial is scheduled to end today, with a verdict expected to be handed down in late June. During the trial, there's been discussion of secret meetings among legislators, as well as acknowledgement of deleted emails. But Florida's legislative leaders and GOP operatives have consistently denied any wrongdoing. Miami-Dade County Library's got some big news today, but it's not about their finances. Raymond Santiago, the director of the libraries, has decided to close the book on this chapter of his life and retire. He's headed the department for 16 years, and this past year has been a real tough one. Budget shortfalls put libraries on the chopping block, and though they avoided massive closures, resources have been strained. Santiago says he doesn't see his departure changing much around the circulation desk.
Good things that are accomplished by this library are not necessarily accomplished by me, but they're accomplished by the 400 employees that we have. And you know, budget's been an impact in all the years I've ever worked in libraries. So it's just part of the, you know, cycles that we all go through.
He says he'll stay in South Florida and continue to be active in national library organizations. But he says he doesn't know how to fish, so you won't find him down by the shore. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton. Now back to Andy Wagner.